the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Timothy in chapter 4 and verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Here, the Apostle Paul recognizes that the Christian life is a battle. I have fought a good fight, he declares. In Ephesus, he says he fought with beasts, whether figuratively or not. And Mordecai Ham, the great evangelist, said the Christian life to him was a constant battle. And he titled his autobiography, 50 Years on the Battlefront. So we see, friends, the Christian life is indeed a battle with the world, the flesh, and the devil. Next, the Apostle Paul compares the Christian life to a marathon race. I have finished my course, he says, and having stayed in the race, he has crossed the finish line, keeping the faith. I have kept the faith like an Olympic athlete would have the responsibility of keeping the eternal flame lit as he runs from station to station to deliver it still on fire. Paul kept his faith on fire for Christ until the very end of his life. My topic today, friends, is running well and finishing well. And I want us to look at the Christian life as a race today, as seen in the following four aspects. I normally don't use the art of alliteration, but it fits my purpose well today. The title of my message, friends, is Finishing Well. And as we run this race, it's not a sprint, but a marathon. And I want us to look at these four aspects of this race. First, our continual dependence. And then our constant watch. And then our contrite obedience. And finally, our consuming passion. Well, let's look at the first of these, our continual dependence. Where a believer gets into trouble is when he becomes self-reliant. When one is self-reliant, they are out of step with God and they are heading for a ditch in sin. Churches can become self-reliant and out of touch with God as well, to where they rely more on money and manpower to get the job done, rather than waiting on God and Holy Ghost power. But our dependence is upon Christ. John 15:4 speaks of this. Abide in me, and I in you. And Jesus goes on to warn, apart from me, you can do nothing, nothing of any eternal worth. The word abide in the Greek is the word meno, and it means to dwell, to stay, to linger. The abiding life of the Christian is one of continual dependence upon God and Christ. Now let's look at this next aspect of the Christian race, our constant watch. The Apostle Peter tells us in his epistle that the devil is a roaring lion going about seeing who he can devour. We must know our enemy, friends, and we also must know our hearts, and we must stay on a constant watch against sin. Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians 10:12, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. We must be on a constant watch against the wiles of our enemy and our corrupt hearts, lest we fall while reaching the finish line. How many ministers have we seen who fall flat on their face right before they get to the finish line and their ministry just crumbles? Well, how can we achieve this? Let's look at our next aspect of running our race, our contrite obedience. We must walk softly before our Lord in humility and obedience to Him. Isaiah 55:15 declares who the person is who has access to God. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with Him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. So we see, friends, God is holy, and he hates sin. He calls us to live lives of holiness unto him. But we can't walk with God and have one foot in the world, for Amos 3:3 declares, can two walk together, except they be agreed? Well, obviously, they cannot. When we sin, we break fellowship with God. We must walk before him in contrite obedience if we want to finish our race well. Well, lastly, we see our consuming passion. Paul, in Philippians 1:21, declares his life purpose, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The Apostle Paul was a Christ-intoxicated man. His consuming passion was Christ, for Christ was his all in all. What's our consuming passion? Is it the game of golf? Is it shopping? Are we living for this world, or are we living for eternity, for things of eternal worth? So to finish the race well, we must acknowledge our continual dependence upon Christ. We must stay on a constant watch against sin. We must exercise contrite obedience as we walk with our God, and we may live the rest of our days with a consuming passion for Christ and the spread of the gospel. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. When we cross the finish line of our life by death, and the angels carry our soul up to heaven, may we hear the words from our Master's lips, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Let's finish well, friends, and let's depend on our Christ. Let us pray.